There's no hair blowing back experience. There's no white knuckle flight. In other words, you're moving with it as it's moving and you feel wonderful. In the same way, you could have a small desire, a desire that isn't really something that you even write home about. It's not that big of a desire. And yet your belief about it is so complete that you have this feeling of contentment. So in essence, what we're saying to you is your stream can be moving really, really fast as it feels like it is when you're thinking about something that you're passionate about, or your stream could be moving in what feels like a more slow pace as in something that you don't care that much about, you just accept it as it is. But the feeling of contentment is the feeling of being vibrationally up to speed with that particle of the desire in your vibrational escrow. And since you are a multifaceted being, sometimes you're thinking about those things that take your breath away, like the love of your life, and sometimes you're thinking about something that is not that stimulating, like cooking a good meal today. Mm-hmm. But in any case, the magical key to living a good life is to be vibrationally up to speed with the object of attention or desire which is at hand in the moment. So that's why we can't write a book and say this emotion is always the best emotion. And it's really alignment that we're asking you to reach for. Alignment with the varied aspects of what's in your vibrational escrow. So now go back to your original question to us.
All right. I am the vortex. And now I would actually like to add on to the original question, which is, please describe and clarify the sameness and difference between I am the vortex, the stream I am riding, and I'd like to add my vibrational escrow.
Well, for all applications that you could offer, let's call all three of those things the same thing. My desire, the rockets that I've launched, the vortex that is really me, the non-physical energy stream, the attention of non-physical, and everything that I've come to or my vibrational escrow, it's all the same thing. And then the only other obvious question is, and where am I in relationship to any of those things? And the answer is given back to you in the moment. You can tell by the way you feel. Up to speed or not. And you've got two choices. Try to get up to speed or try to get further. In other words, beat the drum that brings you closer and makes you feel better, or beat the drum that splits the gap more and makes you feel less good. Over time, we and others, you see, as physical beings are wanting to understand more their placement in the whole of all of this, you ask for all kinds of clarification from different vantage points. Our friend earlier who was talking about no spiritual fiction, and we wanted to say the Bible's a good example mm-hmm. of spiritual fiction. And we're not kidding you about that, and we don't mean disrespect from it, but a lot of that, it is full of analogies and symbols and stories that over time you begin to take literally. And so what we're getting at is there are all kinds of answers that have been translated through humans as long as you've been asking, that, and all kinds of explanations of how it is that you fit together, and nothing wrong with the whole of them. In other words, lots of different ways of trying to help you to find your relationship with that which is source. But nothing have we ever found that is more applicable and more personally applicable, same thing, and more accurate to the message that we're trying to get across than this. Here you stand as a physical extension of source in some vibrational proximity to that source who you have become. And you really only have two choices: close the gap or widen the gap right now. And whichever choice you make, you can feel it within a few seconds of determining that. In other words, you're an uplifter or you're not. And you can tell in the moment that the words flow forth from you whether you uplifted or not. You can feel in the moment that the thought sort of settles across your mind whether the thought was a good choice or whether you could have made a better choice.
Much of the joy I find in this adventure we're living is that we never get it done. And in the exact moment that I experience the blissful contentment of clicking into alignment, I discover there's another layer. I could go even